Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm very excited today to interview Jackie Suzanne Nagy. She's an NLP expert extraordinaire, and she teaches and certifies people. You know, are you living someone else's dream? Do you feel disconnected from your true self and don't know what you really want? Well, Jackie can take you there. She's the owner of Holistic Directions. It's a certifying institute of neurolinguistic programming that's commonly called NLP, so we'll use that during Conscious Connection today. And she works with individuals, speakers, trainers, coaches, aspiring entrepreneurs, and who are going through significant transitions in their life. Mind you, success is a goal with her, and she's just fabulous. Whether it's changing careers, nearing retirement, or healing broken relationships, or even starting a business, Jackie can coach you to make those personal life transitions, which can really knock us off our path, so we think. And then we have more confidence with ease and grace to start a new direction in our life. And she applies a holistically inclusive approach in her work by activating multiple aspects of the conscious mind and the unconscious mind to mentor you with the coach within. Well, let's get her on the line. There's just a ton of credentials she has, and she's absolutely fabulous, so it's great to have her on Conscious Connection. So, Jackie, are you there? Let me get you here. Jackie.
Hello yes, there. Hello. Hello, Gary.
Welcome to Conscious Connection.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here on the Conscious Connections Talk Radio.
Oh, yes. I'm thrilled to have you. And you have such an extensive resume that we'll put that up. We'll put that up on when we post it here. But we have so much to talk about today. And I'm so glad to have you on the show here. So for our listeners, Conscious Connection, who may not know about neurolinguistic programming called NLP, what are the origins of this field? And let us know what it entails.
Yeah, absolutely. So the origins of NLP were, I guess you say, the seeds were planted in Santa Cruz, California in the early 1970s. A couple of men who were really interested in the field of change work and psychology started to model some people in the field that were absolutely excellent at getting results with clients. One of them was Virginia Satir, another was Fritz Perls, who was the father of Gestalt therapy, some people know of, and then Milton Erickson, who was really just a genius in working with hypnotherapy with clients. Mm-hmm. So they modeled the patterns that these geniuses were using, and then they tested them over a series of 9 years with hundreds of people. They tested them in real-life situations, and then they wrote books, and then they coded. They put them into step-by-step processes so that they could share them with the whole world. So it's really
great, because Bert Hellinger, my teacher, was with Virginia Satir. So it's just, what a small world this is.
Interesting link. And I've seen your work and experienced your work, and it's so powerful and so profound. So there's a lot of similarities between the two fields, for sure.
Yeah, so how would you sum it up in just one sentence? We have a lot to talk about about it, but how would you sum it up in one sentence?
One sentence, I would say NLP is a model for creating excellence in your life. So whatever it is that you want to achieve, NLP will give you step-by-step processes to make that happen.
Oh, incredible, yeah. And so, like I said in the opening, like people changing directions, that in their life, this really supports them in just expanding. I know a lot of our friends are public speakers and lead workshops and stuff, myself included. How does that help them if they want to make a career change?
Well, sometimes what happens, and this happened to me, and I think you may even relate to it as well. We have this dream. We have something that we want to do. We want maybe the career change or the relationship change. And what stops us or what blocks us is fears or insecurities or beliefs about ourselves. It could be something really deeply rooted in earlier life, even traumas. And we start to believe things about ourselves, about not being good enough, not being worthy, not having, you know, so those kind of blocks stop people from really living their dream. And NLP is the set of tools that people can use to, you know, get over those long-held beliefs that are no longer supporting a person, and instead insert empowering beliefs that accelerate people, help them stay motivated and stay on task and really improve their lives overall. They can overcome conflicts in relationships, because often relationships stop people from moving forward in life if they haven't got healthy relationships in their life. It can also help people, be more congruent so that they're walking their talk. What they say they want for their life, their dreams, they're actually doing it over and over and ever again. That's by getting really deeply connected with their true self.
Well, it sounds like though a lot of emotional baggage would come up. Do you find that those blocks, because separate from the skills they're learning to communicate, do you find that those blocks bring up, let's say, old childhood patterns? Like, I was a really repressed child with violence, so I had a lot of issues about public speaking. I think I've overcome it pretty well. But there's always those subconscious fears that I even have, like I'm going to be hurt if I speak my truth. Even in my old age and having been, you know, public in all the different jobs I do, I still have those inner fears. Does NLP address that when clients run into that, with especially the insecurity over a career change?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing from what I heard you say is often those blocks are unconscious. What that means is a person wants to make that career change. They want to be a public speaker, or they want to start their own business, and something continually stops them, or they self-sabotage their success. Anytime they get really close to making that next step, that big leap, something they do, almost something to themselves to stop it, and it's a really deep unconscious protection factor in a way, that's because they haven't really resolved those inner conflicts. The neat thing is that those conflicts, those deep inner conflicts, are not often known. Most people don't know what they are. They feel it. They feel the fear. They feel the insecurity, and they can label that. But they often don't know what the source of it is. So we help people get to the source of it, and we do timeline work, and we go back into those earlier days, and we resolve those conflicts, and we look for the resources that were, you know, or we impart the resources and heal, you know, the part of that person, and then bring it forward. And then, you know, and then the next part of any coaching would be then to put a plan into place to make it happen. But I really truly believe that a conventional coaching model is not, you don't start with the planning and the goal setting. You've really got to start with resolving the conflicts first, right? So NLP really works great with that way.
So do you find there's a lot of emotional catharsis when people go to these, like, hidden areas that they may not be conscious of? It sounds very much like constellations, where we're kind of data mining the past to see where the energy gets stuck in the person.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. One of the words that I like to use is people like homeostasis. They like to be feeling balanced. So they'll often go to their set point of complacency or worse off, apathy, you know, because the fear comes up and it just doesn't feel comfortable. And if a person doesn't have the supports in place or know how to work through the fear, they'll fault back to this midpoint emotional state, and then just kind of flowing, just floating really in a limbo state through life. At the worst case, people then, you know, because they either desire something so much and they keep going back and forth between these two places of desire and apathy, or they're sometimes forced, you know, sometimes if it's a career and you're kind of feeling pressure to move forward, that can set a person off into the other polarized part of being really depressed and feeling anxious, you know. So people don't like that either. So they kind of like that middle point, and so the NLP training helps to open that up and really heal the onion.
It's learning career skills. Then it's like a deep inventory, kind of your whole life.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So how do you feel it's impacted the world since it was developed almost 50 years ago?
Well, that's fascinating. NLP has really spread around the world. In just about every leadership training, communication skills, sales, marketing, human resources, you're going to find NLP foundational patterns and processes, communication models, language, scripting models, in especially in marketing. They use a lot of language patterns there. But quite often, the training has now evolved so long, you know, 47 years and how many countries, that it's not often identified in the training courses to be NLP. But that's okay. I mean, it would be nice if that was articulated so people knew, so that they can then, if that was something they found really profoundly helpful, they could explore NLP a little more, you know. But it's pretty much in a lot of the healing modalities as well that have come up in the last 40 years. You'll find
Well, it's so interesting that Virginia Satir worked, there's videos I have of her on stage with Bert Hellinger at the formation of Constellation. She called it family sculpting and looking at the subconscious aspects that made the family take shape the way it does. So it also sounds like constellations are like dovetailing, but your skill set is absolutely amazing. And anyone out there listening, we're going to talk about a free offer from Jackie and also some of her upcoming courses that you're giving. So I'm very excited to share that with the audience here. And when you work, can you share a little bit of how you work on with clients one-on-one? Because it sounds like it's deeply intimate when they hit those blocks of fear and trepidation to make that change. Because, you know, a lot of the times the devil we know we're comfortable with, and it's terrifying to step out of our own norm to do something different than NLP supports.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a scary, you know, way. And there's a lot of vulnerability around sharing one story. And I'm glad you brought that up, as what often happens when I start working with somebody, especially in those initial couple of phone calls, or if I do a lot of work one-on-one, is the story will come out. So the way that I work when I'm hearing a person's story and honoring their story is I'm not listening to the story. What I'm listening for is what's not being said. There's a lot of nonverbal communication. There's a lot of unconscious signaling that will come from the person's, language, for example. And I'm listening for the patterns in their language. And from that, then I'm guiding them to where I think that would be the next place to go. So I'm really working with the whole person, the body and the mind, the unconscious, the conscious, and we're really guiding them every step of the way so not with a predetermined step-by-step approach. It's not a cookie-cutter approach. Really working with a person in the moment and calibrating them with everything that they're providing with me. And ready to be flexible and take a different direction. You know, if what I'm doing isn't working, I'm very happy to sort of take a sidestep. Let's try this other approach. And I've seen you do that in Family Constellations brilliantly.
Oh, yeah. And you are as well. I mean, I can't speak highly enough about you. So how people, like say someone's an established coach already, as we know, we do trainings ourselves to always expand. You know, we're lifetime students, and it's always exciting to stretch our wings and expand. But now, how does it affect, say somebody has a coaching practice, how would NLP be a great addition for their either personal expansion or for their business?
I love that question as well. So on their personal side, what I've discovered in my training, that the NLP skills that I learned were absolutely what was missing in my life in order for me to be the coach that I wanted to be, the partner that I wanted to be, the leader that I wanted to be. So that's a key piece of being a coach, is I believe that we have to be working on ourselves all the time so that we are the best that we can be, and we really kind of have no place doing, you know, that kind of deep work unless we're working on ourselves. So NLP has gives us tools that can be applied to self. So it's really effective for self-coaching, for self-application. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of coaches are looking for using more deeper techniques, more rapid, if you will, coaching techniques. So a lot of the times when I'm working with clients, we're done after two or three, you know, 90 minute maybe. I'm just throwing some numbers around. So my intention is not to have my clients with me forever and ever. I really want them to get through whatever is blocking them, and then if they want to keep working towards their dream, that could take a little longer. So coaches who are wanting that more accelerated coaching, quicker, you know, more effective results, NLP is really the model that would really help mm-hmm. them. It also helps them in their business. Coaches now, there's a lot of people in the field of coaching who are entrepreneurs. And, you know, we also need to market ourselves. So NLP is a set of tools that coaches can use in their business as well. So that's a really cool part of it. So it really helps in building the business aspects. You know, the whole part of being an entrepreneur, you know, requires a lot of skills.
Well, do you find now NLP, though, is hypnotherapy involved?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, at the very core of NLP are hypnotic language patterns that came from Milton Erickson, kind of the father of hypnotherapy. Yeah, and so we do a lot of that work, and every coach in using NLP may have a different slant on how they work with clients. However, that I'm certified as a hypnotherapist as well, so we very much, and that is really the way of getting connected with that deeper, you know, holistic part of a person, isn't it, when we're doing that kind of hypnotherapic work.
And so it sounds like even though people are seeking to do this for a career to expand their coaching practice, or maybe public speaking, like they are coaches one-on-one and they want to speak on a larger stage, so you would work with them even using hypnotherapy to break through their subconscious blockages or fears, even though they may already be in the training field, that you're, in addition to the skills you're going to give them or the catharsis they'll get from studying NLP will support their success?
Absolutely. You know, Gary, one thing that I hear a lot of speakers say is that when they step on stage and start speaking, then they're fine. But the days before, the weeks before, and even, you know, the night before, they're really caught up in a state of fear or, you know, doubt. And I say, why waste any energy feeling that way? So I like to coach people so that they're feeling excited. Yes, you know, that's a really helpful state to be in. But enjoying the process of maybe preparing for this talk before you even get on stage. And then once you get on stage, how do you use the stage to really share your message by using anchoring techniques? And how do you connect with the audience and get their rapport and trust? You know, if you're wanting to lead and inspire others, how do you can use NLP for those outcomes as well. So it helps public speakers on so many different levels.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm fascinated by the word anchoring. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because I have a lot of healing professionals that listen to this show. Plus, I share it everywhere on Twitter, LinkedIn, to a lot of professional people. So when you say anchoring, say a public speaker is anchoring, can you just help us understand that? I think it might help our listeners to understand what that means, being in the public eye.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's anchoring in a nutshell is a way to stabilize an experience. Right. So the speaker is going to be using anchoring for their own to stabilize their own experience while they're on stage, so that they seem grounded. They look and they feel obviously grounded, centered, composed, and flexible. You know, so this ability to be flexible on stage, in terms of how they're sharing their message to the audience, you can use anchoring techniques to, for example, anchor a part of the story spatially on the actual stage. So if you're wanting to bring a person back to a part of the story that you may have started off with, you know, 30 minutes before, you just step back into that spot. You would reactivate the voice quality that you had when you began. You would use similar body postures and movements. And the audience will immediately go back to recalling what it was that you were talking about, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes ago. And so it helps to really close up a story, a loop, if you will, and helps the audience connect with what's happening, both in their minds, because you're always creating images and sounds and feelings in your audience, right? And it just anchors in. Every time you anchor again and again and again, you're going to increase the quality of the experience. So it's a really great way, and in coaching we use this a lot as well. So when I see a client is moving into a place of change, you know, they're starting to transform, we want to anchor that. So we're going to do some techniques to help that person stay in that new state, you know, and it happens too with speakers. You want to guide them to where you want them to go, obviously, and that's that. You can also use voice tone. You know, people use visuals as well to anchor things. Yeah.
Excellent. So you have some courses coming up. I'm very excited to share. And does every what will people get by attending your courses? You know, with you as an NLP trainer and teacher.
So what people will get when they come. You know what? The list is about as long as the number of people who come. Everyone is going to come from their own unique perspective. And that's the beauty of the NLP practitioner. When a person invests in themselves to plunge into that, you know, longer training experience, and they're typically wanting more than one thing in life. And so if, you know, I provide an experience that is multi-sensory, we really create an environment that's fun, that's playful, because it's that playful state where learning and creativity really starts to bubble up, right? And that also accelerates the learning. So people will come if they have, like I've mentioned, beliefs before, if they have conflicts in relationships. Some people come and they resolve conflicts that are decades old. And and that also has a generative effect in their lives. Because often that conflict with maybe one person has had impact on relationships with other people, especially like your work with a family dynamic. It starts to resolve in other areas of their life, right? So some people come, they have huge fears. Some people have phobias. Often people have phobias they forget about. So they often say, you know what, I really do would like to get rid of that phobia of snakes or spiders or, you know, these little things that stop people from really living fully, you know? Because if you're afraid of bugs and snakes and spiders, you're not going to go walking in nature very much, right? So sometimes it's that, you know? So it's whatever people come to the course wanting that NLP will, generally the people say they've got what they came for and much more that they didn't even know they wanted.
So I guess it sounds like you have a really holistic approach in the way you teach NLP, which is great. So do you feel that, like you said, they got more than they bargained for, which is great because that only strengthens and expands. So it's actually NLP, sounds like it's very transformational.
Extraordinarily transformational. It's my own experience. I had been seeking a model for my own life for about 35 years. So starting out when I was in my late teens, I was looking for something to help me, quote unquote, fix my life. You can relate. And when I took the training course in NLP, two things happened. Actually, I realized, oh my gosh, this is what I've been seeking my entire life. These are the the behind the scenes, kind of pull the curtain away of all those other training courses I've gone to that I wondered, how does this stuff work? So that was really cool, because then I got the step-by-step processes that no one else had ever shown me before. And secondly, I got transformed. My life completely transformed in 1 year of study so that I could become a certified trainer. And just life-changing, Gary. Just, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just delighted to share this with others. And seen the transformations in others. Incredible.
And now you certify people. Now, I just don't want to forget, we have about 5 minutes left or so. I don't want to forget to mention that we have an NLP course you're doing in Vancouver, Canada, which you have on your Facebook page. We're going to give people all that information. But is that a certification training for NLP that you're doing in Vancouver?
Yes, it is. Yes, it will give those participants certification as an NLP practitioner in the classic code of NLP, which is the core skills back to the 1970s, those real foundational skills. And we're going to be doing some really fun things. It's in Vancouver, like I said. We're hoping to do some after hours and before class and in between class activities, you know, to really have some fun with their group and really, really deepen the learning. And so I've got some other practitioners who do really cool things. I don't want to say too much because it's not all finalized.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be making that experience really special.
Which we'll post this interview on the business page and also on all my pages as well. Now, the other thing is, you have a free offer today. We have a few minutes left, so I really want to make sure we get your free offer for Conscious Connection listeners here. So it was the Top Tools to Life Success 30-Day Challenge.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it can be a 15 or a 60-day, depends on how quickly you want to go through that. So that is an hour-long audio. And I know it sounds long, so it can be, you know, stop and start. And it's giving people the tools that I use every single day that will help them coach themselves, really. It's a really jam-packed audio that people can follow along, follow the steps. I provide a lot of, you know, step-by-step approaches in there as well. And so, I really hope people have an opportunity check that out. Yeah.
And we're going to have the link, and the link to that website is www.holisticdirections.com. So that's going to be up on our bio and our links here with the show, so people can sign up and get that generous, very generous, Top Tools to Life Success in 30 Days or Faster. So it's just fantastic. Now, Jackie, how do you like people to contact you? We got our last couple minutes here, which I could go on for hours, but how do you like people to contact you if they'd like to sign up for your course or get more information?
I love when people call me, so I want people to know that they are free to phone me. I don't know if you've got my number posted. I can say it now.
Yes,
if you like.
We have 204-480-8667.
Thank you so much. And email me directly to my email, because your listeners are so special. I really want them to go directly to my inbox. So that's jnaggy@holisticdirections.com. And I believe that's also on your website. So.
Great. If it's not, I'll make sure I change it there. I think we have contacts. So you like jnaggy@holisticdirections.com. Just no periods or anything, right? Just one word, at holistic. I'll change that when I share the link here. Well, it's been fantastic to talk to you. Is there any kind of closing insight that you would like to give our listeners on Conscious Connection?
That's a good question. You know what? One thing I like to tell my students when we start off and throughout the training courses, NLP is serious work that I love to have a lot of fun doing. So it's that combination, and I know, Gary, that's exactly the word.
Exactly.
You
said. Or else.
Yes, or else.
Yeah, it has to be, because we really learn, you know, and we actually sink in more rather than seriously focusing on them, but to have a laugh, it really sinks in more. So anyway, unfortunately, we have to close. We only have about 30 seconds. So this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I have the fantastic NLP certification trainer, coach extraordinaire, Jackie Suzanne Nagy on today, and we're going to put her email and Facebook and Twitter so you can follow her and sign up for her course in Vancouver. Plus, you have other courses happening, I'm sure, and training, so we'll let everyone know about that. And I want to thank you on behalf of Conscious Connection, Jackie. You're just a force of nature and just a fabulous person that I'm very excited to broadcast you to the world.
Thank you so much, Gary. I so appreciate you doing this for to share this lovely work to the world. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I say, namaste till next time. Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart and Jackie Nagy. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.